Oh yes, hello, my beautiful Emrys. Oh, I wish I could sing and I can't. Hello, Vina V here, and this podcast is to help you to get motivated to finally take action. And it's just to document my life and what is going on and just to let you realize that you're not alone. I was literally just laughing to myself, like you do, because I just talk to myself. Now, usually, are you like this? Do you ever talk to yourself in your head? Like, I've got a constant voice in my head, constantly. If I meet someone, I've always got different thoughts in my head. Like, I might meet, I don't know, even like going on the train and then I see a really pretty girl, I'm like, oh wow, isn't she stunning? Like, all these thoughts always go through my head randomly. And then every time I look, okay, I'm going to sound like a psycho now, but I'm just appreciating other people's beauty. I will be on the train sometimes looking at a really beautiful girl, thinking and talking to myself, thinking, wow, that girl's so beautiful. And then because I'm staring at her, I don't realize I'm staring at her. And then she'll look at me and I'm like, why is she staring at me? And then I'm like, oh, it's because I'm staring at her. And then it's just one of those awkward things where you're just like, anyway, this wasn't the point. The point of this is, this feeds into the story. So I talk to myself a lot in my head, but literally just now, before I started recording this, I actually talked out loud to myself. So I'm currently editing a podcast. So I've got a weekly podcast called Mum to Millionaire, where I interview amazing parents who are raising kids and running successful businesses. So I'm currently editing that. And I'm actually going to play you a clip of that in a second, because we talk about money and loads of people never talk about specific figures they're making. So I'm going to play you a clip of that as a preview, because that podcast is not available until Wednesday. So you've got a little sneak peek on that. But I was editing this podcast, and in my head, literally for the last 5 minutes, I have been thinking about something completely different. I've just been like, I don't know what happens to me sometimes. I go in this trance where I'm thinking of something completely different. And then I was just like, what am I doing? Why am I thinking about that specific thing, something that happened over the weekend, when I'm looking at my computer screen and I'm editing a podcast? I just went in this weird trance. And this does happen to me. I don't want to admit this, but it does happen to me quite a lot. But then I just snapped out of it and I said, oh my God, Vina. And I just talked out loud like this. I said, oh my God, Vina, what are you doing? Focus on the present. I don't need to think about the weekend, because that is now the past. Whatever happened at the weekend is not affecting what I'm doing now. So I've just looked at my computer again. I'm finishing editing this podcast, and that is what I'm doing. I'm focusing on the present. Like right now, I'm focusing on talking to you. And I think a lot of us do this, where, oh my God, this is a pet hate of mine, is when I go to a networking event and the person I'm talking to is only talking about themselves, and they are only trying to get a business basically out of you. So many times I've been to a networking, I'll be like, oh, what do you do? And there be a website designer, for an example, and they just talk about themselves, talk about their company, and they'll be like, oh yeah, do you need a website? I can do your website, remember? And in my head I'm thinking, no, I don't need a website, and you've just talked to me for the last 15 minutes and haven't even asked what I do. So And to me, that's not them being present, because they're only thinking about them. They're not concentrating on who is in front of them. So that is the message of the day, is focus on the present and just really be in the moment. Like, what is going on as you're listening to this podcast? Like, what are you actually doing? Like, really stop and think about that. If you're going to meet a friend for coffee, sit down with them and really listen to what they're saying of you, rather than going on your phone or checking social media or looking around at other people. Look at your friend and focus on them. If you're on a date, focus on that. This is, again, how many times have you been out and there's a couple and they're not even talking to each other? They're just both on their phone. No. We do not want that to happen to us, okay? So let's be the minority of people and not do that. Coming up, I'm actually going to play you a sneak preview of the Mum to Millionaire podcast.
so I can only share what I did.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, you want me to run one platform, it's £300. You want me to run two platforms, it's £500. Mm. You want me to run three platforms for you, it's £750. Mm. And that is scheduling content and engaging on a daily yeah. basis on your channels. But I don't know if that I'm in London, that yeah. makes a difference where you are. And also,
you've got different experience as well.
Exactly. So I have come from a management consulting background, so I can write somebody a really, really strong yeah. strategy. And what I found is actually, no one's ever hired me for three platforms, mm. I don't think. Most people go for two platforms. And it's those were my start out rates. But now,
So there we go. That is a little bit of a sneak peek at what is coming up on the Mum to Millionaire podcast. That episode will be out on Wednesday. So if you want to be a social media manager, if you want to know the truth, so the guest I've gotten called Kat, lovely lady, she really, did you hear that? She was talking figures of what she charged when she was starting out to run different social media platforms. So if you want to, if you're a little bit nosy or you just want to learn something, but you want, this is what I love about the Mum to Millionaire podcast is because I really encourage the guests to just speak the truth and say realistic things. And it is really hard to talk about money because, you know, people don't want to talk about it, but I think it is really important for people to understand what is real, because what we see on social media, you have to understand that a lot of it isn't real, or even if it is, they're not saying the backstory. So if you see an ad on Facebook and someone said, I made £100,000 in a month by following these three steps on how to post on Instagram, you need to understand that they might have had 10 failures before they found that success with that specific formula. And just because that formula worked for them, it doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And that is what I really do in the on the Mum to Millionaire podcast, is to show that, you know, what is real? What are different parents going through? What are different entrepreneurs? You know, what is the truth? So, yeah. Go and check that podcast out if you want to know how to be a social media manager. And every week I do interview different guests on how they are building successful businesses. How are they staying happy? How are they staying motivated with juggling business and their kids at the same time? So even if you don't have children, it's a really great listen. And maybe if you don't have kids, this could actually be even more of a motivation for you, because you might think, hold on, if that person's got like three children to look after and they're running a business, then I can run a business. Okay, so go and listen to that. Like I said, just search for Mum to Millionaire on iTunes, or that specific episode will be up on Wednesday. Just go to mumtomillionaire.com/episode66, mumtomillionaire.com/episode66. Thank you for listening. You are lovely, you're amazing, you're beautiful. And remember, you can do anything that you set your mind to. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.